Greetings, Wargamers. We're your hosts, Trevor,
Jay,
Josh,
and this is
Shane Attack.
Is sponsored by Discount Games Incorporated. Discount Games Incorporated offers the maximum discount on Privateer Press products. When you order $30 or more, you'll receive free or reduced shipping. You can find the web store at www.discountgamesinc.com. Welcome to Chain Attack, the War Machine and Hordes podcast. I'm your host, Trevor, and I'm trying to think of something that I actually play, but I can't think. I play through the ages on my cell phone.
If you can call taking savage beatings from my brother over and
over
again.
I beat him today. I beat the tar out of him. I beat him by his whole 25 points.
The tar.
I beat him down multiple times. He had Gandhi. He had Gandhi in as his leader.
And you still were able to...
And I kept, like, I'd spend all the actions to attack him repeatedly.
I'm Jay, and I have a... I'm like Captain Regal, who...
Should I be Googling Captain Regal?
Captain Regal is the advertisement at Regal Theater.
Yep.
That tells you to buy the Regal card.
The Regal Unlimited.
Oh, really?
Yes. Says, you too can be Captain Regal when you own your Regal. Yeah, he goes on and on.
Turns out I've... been to enough movies at the local Regal cinema that I have that commercial basically down pat now.
What's your favorite so far since becoming a Captain Regal?
Favorite recent movie?
Yeah. I say embrace the recency bias. You know?
Okay,
that's how I live my life.
I'll say the one that surprised me the most that I enjoyed was Gretel and Hansel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I might have watched it at home, but certainly not in the theater.
I'm afraid I would be too scared of it. Will it scare me?
It's not super scary.
Okay.
But the cinematics of it are really top-notch.
That's cool.
It does a good job of not being just like, of taking a fairy tale and turning it into a movie. So.
Yeah.
Well, since we have to have a little section of local politics, how does the... Ammon City Council feel about a theater being announced and built in Idaho Falls instead of in Ammon?
I'm Josh, God Emperor of whatever Jay calls me.
Emperor of Ammon.
I haven't heard the City Council's opinion, but you know we're glad that Captain Regal's money over here is going right into the coffers that might come back to Ammon.
I mean, we're a small enough town that we have one theater shared between the two towns.
Yeah.
One major theater.
Let's be honest here. When people come visit me from out of town and we go to the movie theater, at no point do they have any idea that they've crossed over from Idaho Falls to
Ammon. Yeah, they don't know that they've went into another town.
They don't notice the signs right on the corner of 17th and Hit, Jay, and or Sunnyside and Hit. But yes, you're right. They have no idea.
You're a suburb. Sorry to break.
Yeah, it's Ammon is an incorporated suburb of Idaho Falls.
We're a growing suburb.
It's true. Yes,
we've broken free from the shackles in some ways. We take care of our own sewage.
At what point will you have your own police force?
You have your own shit shovelers. I see.
That will be a long ways out. I think that's spendy.
Yeah, I believe it.
But we don't use Idaho Falls as police.
I
don't
know. You use the county.
It's the county. Yeah.
Local politics.
Do you guys have to like kick in a fair bit to them?
Oh yeah, it's not inexpensive.
Yeah, it's a significant portion.
Significant
enough that quite a few of the deputies are specifically assigned to Ammon.
Right, like
that is their job.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I know where the highest crime rates occur.
I'm pretty sure it's not your street, just FYI.
No, it's not. It's actually in that border. It's near the border.
That's not surprising.
Between
Idaho Falls and Ammon. Yeah, those are the wildlands.
The wildlands where people jaywalk or...
That's where, if this were still the Old West, the gunfights would occur.
Ooh, I'm Jay pretty sure there's a few gunfights that still occur.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, they don't seem as romantic as they do in a Western.
Okay, well, Josh, why don't you talk to us about the community builders?
I will. Okay. So I want to actually mention two community builders posts. One is actually, I guess, multiple posts. So Alexander Lee Franz Melanson has been working on a charity event to raise funds for Australia. It's coming up March 22nd. Anyway, it's just kind of fun to see. He's kind of keeping the community builders apprised of how it's going, and they're doing a 50-point doubles tournament. So I want more details on that. So anyway, I would just say it'd be nice going and encourage him. And those are the kind of events that I think it's fun to see happening. Now, the other thread I wanted to call attention to is one that was posted by Brian Latour. And it's actually a hobby-focused post. And Brian has an article written about some tips for a somebody who's starting out painting, doing hobby work. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some really interesting tips. I think that there could be some great conversation had about his tips and about what people, kind of the theme of the post was really what I wish I'd known when I first started out.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's really good stuff. I thought it was really interesting.
I find it interesting. I find it interesting that as humans, we oftentimes, and this is, goes beyond hobbies, but we assume that people have a similar knowledge or understanding as we do.
Oh, right.
One of my biggest,
it's the curse of knowledge.
One of my biggest frustrations or complaints with programmers is that they don't document in their program. They don't tell you things that you need to know because they just assume.
You're going
to
get me started on this?
I think all
programmers should be chained to a desk and forced to use the
software that they create
in the environment for which it is created. Because it just never, I mean, that's exactly what you're saying. It never feels like there is thought to the end user.
Right. Because
of all these assumptions.
They have assumptions because they use it every day. It's like trying to edit your own book.
Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. You'll miss stuff. So.
I mean, it worked for Anne Rice. Kind of, I guess.
Did it? I didn't know that.
I'm sure there's some programmers out there who actually put, you know, information in their programs
right, and some
tell you what you're supposed to do. I'm way off topic here, but I'm building a server at work, and the server's looking for a specific thing, and no matter what I give it, it gives me the same error back every day. No information about what I'm supposed to be giving it, but it just keeps giving me this error.
Oh, good.
No matter what I give it to.
Programmers can make other educated IT people's lives miserable. I'm glad
it's horrible. I complain about them calling.
All right. Well, that's what's happening on Community Builders. Good conversations. Keep up the good work, people.
Indeed. So I guess let's talk a little bit about DJI and Muzon Minis.
Let's do.
So with DJI, it's basically, it's kind of rough on us when Privateer Press has changed their releases from being like two or three release dates a month to one release date a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like a popular item like the Resolutes that gets pushed from a previous month into this month. And so like today we received our shipments for all the stuff for January plus the Resolutes from last month. And it's basically like apocalypse now right now trying to...
It's that bad.
there's a lot of orders to go out, which... Thank you very much. We're not complaining. We appreciate it. We're going to work our asses off.
Jay wants you to stop all orders, team. Just kidding.
He does love the smell of napalm in the morning.
That's true. There may or may not be Flight of the Valkyries playing on Spotify right now upstairs. but that is to say that there's a lot of cool stuff that you can order now. Stuff like Nemo 4 and the Resolutes and... Helga and the Terrorizer. So get it now.
Oh, I will.
Muzon Minis. Nigel is a machine and has been pumping out the last of the zones. So
what's left? I saw the minions ones. I assumed that meant everything was done. I
can't. let me introduce you to the Legion of Everblight zones.
I've seen them. They look amazing.
I was actually kind of surprised by these because he did a version that was kind of a bluish hue around the runes and another one that was kind of a purplish hue. And it was the purple hue that got approved, which I was kind of expecting the bluish one. But here we go, Josh.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think I must have seen him do the purplish one because I saw him do a post. He was actually pretty excited about how it was progressing.
Yeah.
They look super rad.
They do.
Yeah.
So check those out. And we also have a bunch of sweet stuff for Crisis Protocol, etc. So I believe that it's time for a Dink Doom meme. Josh is so excited.
This one's been there for a minute. I just really hadn't
You've been saving
seen
it up.
Until today. Yeah. So first of all, I found this one on Twitter. The guy who posted it, your handle? What is the full name when shown on Twitter? Is that called your handle or is mm-hmm. that?
I'm sure.
Anyway, it is Dr. Tim, father and Kool-Aidologist. I don't know why I love that. Anyway, he's telling a little story here, right? Before the actual picture of the Dink Doom meme. He says, me, quote, what's in the envelope? Then doctor pulls off her mask to reveal that she is the Reverend Mother Gaius Helen Moheim and calmly turns the envelope over. And then the picture is just an envelope and it says, directions, pain.
It's so stupid. Okay, so this was a tweet that I sent to you guys that amuse me.
Yes.
Says, oh, yeah. Okay, hear me out.
This lady has an amazing handle also.
Family moves for dad's new job. You go to a new school where you don't understand how anything works. You meet a beautiful girl. You do some drugs that the girl gives you. The girl cheers you on as you take your driving test. Dune is an 80s teen movie.
I mean, you have to agree that coming-of-age stories don't really vary all that much in some of the common themes, so...
All I'm saying is we needed to have, like, back in the 80s, I can't even, because I'm an old man and blank names, but the guy who...
John Hughes?
That's the director, but his actor...
The actor that was in...
Better Off Dead?
That holds up the the boombox?
Oh,
He's a hitman in another world.
Yeah, Gross Point Blank.
Yeah.
John Cusack.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He totally should have been Paul Atreides in a John Hughes movie.
Oh, I would have went for that. That would have been amazing. I want my two sandworms.
Okay. Just a follow-up. I don't know. Okay. Now I'm just reading random tweets. This person who did this tweet that you just read, Jay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like reading through more tweets by them. This one's amazing. It's like, I've been rereading Dune, and honestly, is there a better power move than showing up on a foreign planet and taking power by doing its drugs more and better than the native population? I don't know why. Oh, it's amazing.
That's pretty choice.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right, so... We're going to talk some about the new releases that we're excited about in this new batch of stuff. There's a bunch of stuff that
kind of snuck up on me, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
Hell's on Wheels came out.
Kid in the CID, right?
Yeah.
And then I almost like, looking at the CID is almost like looking at a Kickstarter. Because I'm like.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that'll be out.
And that'll be
years.
Out sometime, you know. Yeah.
It would be kind of, do we have the CIDs for these where we can...
They were never CID'd.
Helga was.
No, Helga was. Yeah, I could... I'll find
Nemo. Nemo was.
I'll find her.
She wasn't CID'd. You just saw the...
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Oh, that's right. She didn't go through the CID. You're
Nemo
right.
Did get CID'd.
You just saw her rules possible. And I'm pretty sure those did get changed.
Okay.
So they're different, but...
I know you're excited about Helga, but we need to do a little pause and...
I love late breaking news so much.
We need to talk about Signar first. First,
okay.
First in the heart of everyone.
No one.
So, you might not, as someone who is not a lore master like me, Trevor,
King of the Fluff Bunnies,
you're probably not keeping up with the Henschel Twitter account.
I'm not. I'm actually not keeping up with Twitter. Period.
Well, that's
Probably healthy.
Wisdom.
I try to, but every time I log into it, my feed has totally changed over the last. Like, I started following a bunch of information security professionals.
Okay.
And there's a lot of drama that goes on amongst hackers.
Okay.
Like,
do tell. I'm kidding.
It's mostly things you. It is the same shit that happens everywhere else, but a little bit worse.
Right.
Okay.
But anyway, you don't want to hear about it. It's basically the female hackers get trounced on by the male hackers, and then some of the male hackers stand up for the female hackers, and the female hackers are probably the best hackers of the group. It's not something that's really. Anyway.
So that has
it's a microcosm of the rest of the internet.
That has taken you out of Twitter, is what you're saying.
No, it's just taken me away from Hengehold tweets.
Oh, sure, sure.
Because
sure.
I open it up, I read for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I can't handle this. I can't handle humanity anymore.
Yeah. Okay, well, Haley's saving the day.
Whatever.
I'm out.
Don't worry.
Chain attack.
Barnabas is on his way. To fix whatever she doesn't fix.
There's a pretty cool scene where they're like getting their ass kicked, and she's like, you know what? I better fix this.
My favorite meme of this is basically the Avengers Endgame portals moment, right?
Okay,
that is Endgame.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody has did that.
Okay,
she better fix
with like Haley.
This is the part where I want to hear the Flash. Wait, I'll fix it, and she turns it all worse.
No, I don't think so.
We'll see.
She definitely created the flashpoint paradox.
She's like,
yes.
She's like, I'm going to pull on the strings of time, and she basically summons.
There is always time.
There's always time. That's right. She summons the souls of a lot of the like power.
Are they fallen Kadorans and Signarans only? I could
no. I mean, like she brings back the spirit of Severius. And
oh, that's right. And Vintner, she kind of felt icky about it a little bit.
No, not him as much as...
She felt more icky about Victor. Vintner, I mean.
Vintner,
right?
Yeah. So basically all the...
I feel icky that she's the one doing
it. Isn't that basically what the... We just talked about it. What's the new release? The unit that's the undead? That's like...
A Legion of Lost Souls?
Yeah. Is she like assembling the Legion of Lost Souls? Is that what's happening?
Are you calling Severius a lost soul?
Right. I mean, they're Morrowind. I don't think Severius is...
Okay, all right. Maybe it will, whatever. That would have been cool. I'm just saying it would have been a cool tie-in.
It also, so one of the casters that died in that battle was Damiano. And so he's one of the souls who comes back. And then she brings back a lot of the greatest hits of the setting to fight the Infernals.
Sorry. I just had a flashback to 1996 and me looking through CDs, seeing, you know, Warcaster greatest hits. Like, ooh, I don't have that one.
So, reason why I bring that up is because Nemo 4 is now released.
Oh, yes.
So let's talk about him.
Okay.
So he, when he was first in the CID, people were like, oh my God, this is oh my God. And they feel a little bit less
Zomai-G-ish.
So we'll see how he is now.
Okay.
Although I don't know that we'll know without
some playtesting.
No, without I'm not sure.
I think it'd be funny if
we'll
he
be able to identify
just,
changes if they did. Oh, any.
I was like, I think it'd be funny if he just never released because instead, you know, of the fluff, he went into the Warcaster universe.
I would support this.
That 100%. Would be such an amazing troll. Oh wait, is he Convergence?
He is a mercenary with Partisan Convergence and Partisan Signar.
Oh, so I got to look in Mercs. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so Artificer Prime Nemo is a battle engine. He's speed 4, rat 6, defense 11, arm 18, immunity to electricity. His gun is range 13, rate of fire 2, pow 14, and he's got a 1 bash. His spell list, he is 26 hit points with 5 focus. He has Lightning Shroud.
Does he have little dudes too?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, carry on. We'll get to the little dudes.
We will. He has Lightning Shroud. It costs 2. You cast it on a Warjack. They gain +2 strength and immunity to electricity, and its weapons gain Electro Leap. Locomotion. You can spend up to 3 focus points. Target Warjack in the Spellcaster's battle group can advance 1 inch for each focus point spent.
Electro leak is what happens when you pee on an electric fence, for the record.
Huh. and Watcher.
That only happens in Idaho, I'm sure.
Only one dad joke per episode, sorry. Josh. Stop.
Once per turn, when an enemy model advances and ends its movement within 6 inches of this caster, you can choose a warjack in the spellcaster's battle group that is in its control range. The warjack can immediately make a full advance towards the enemy model and then can make one basic melee or range attack targeting the enemy model. The attack and damage rolls against it are boosted. It's Mercenary, Partisan Convergence, Partisan Signar. It is a battle group controller, although it isn't a full war caster. It has Open the Gate. Can use it once per game at any time during its activation, and you put in a friendly faction solo without battle group controller with a point cost of 5 or less into play, completely within 3 inches, and then it forfeits its combat action.
Is that so you can't like summon another Artificer Prime Nemo who would then summon another Artificer?
No, that's too many points.
Anyways. You can't wish for a wish?
It's so that you don't summon a Journeyman Warcaster and get around the requirement of having to have a battle group with it.
And then just start putting out some, whatever that spell is.
Arcane Shield.
Thank you, Arcane Shield.
Then he has Shifting Powers. Choose one of the following effects at the start of the model's activation. Fold space. Return D3 smaller medium-based friendly destroyed faction grunts to play with one unmarked box. Spatial Vortex. Enemy models currently within 2 inches of this model suffer POW 10 electrical damage rolls. After the damage is resolved, place this model completely within 3 inches of its current location. It's a soul vessel, and its gun has a Thunderbolt. Enemy models hit or push D3 directly away from the attacking model. On a critical hit, the enemy model push becomes knocked down. So then his duders, they are
Arcane Mechanics.
Arcane Mechanics. Okay. I think there's three of them. But yeah, leader and two grunts. So they're companions, and they have some actions. First one is recharge. Target a warjack in his battle group. If it's suffering disruption, it's no longer disruption, and it also gains one focus point. It does repair, D3 plus one, and it does super tune, base-to-base with Nemo. If he's in range, he gains an additional die on electrical attack and electrical damage rolls for one turn. Discard the lowest die of each. And then they have a stun glaive where everything has gone wrong if you use it.
Hey, man, it has crit knockdown.
Their defensive stats are 13-11. So one important thing to note is his point cost. He is 18 points. So if we compare that to your opportunity cost, let's look, for example, in Signar, the Stormstrider is also 18 points.
Whoa, jeez. He's really good.
The Hammerfall Siegecrawler is 18 points. I don't know if you'd ever take him in Mer.
Let's also look at Crucible Guard. Crucible Guard, Convergence of Cirrus. With him, the Transfinite Emergence Projector is also 18 points.
He's really good.
He's okay for 18 points.
He's really good.
He's a bit of all right.
Holy shit. Like,
you have to take a jack with him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, so your base, like your lowest possible all-in cost is like 24 points, 25 points?
Let's step back for a moment. Look at him as though he were a war caster.
But he doesn't have a feat.
He does. Once per game, he brings in a 5-point solo.
No. Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a shitty feat. I agree.
It's a mini feat.
But he has, if you look at his three spells, pretend that he had those three spells and was a 5-focus war caster. I mean, he's pretty damn close to playable. He's a second war caster on the table. He's got
things that are good with him, he's going to be super difficult to remove from the table.
He's going to have he can reduce damage. Shot twice a turn.
Yeah, he can boost his attacks. He also,
not just that, he'll get an additional die on them. They're electric type. So range 13, POW 14, four dice to damage. He can double boost both of them.
How will themes affect him? Like, what themes do we know what themes he'll end up in?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the convergence ones. I'm pretty sure. I think you can use the battle engine in both.
Hold on, I'll look at it while you, because I asked the
look
question.
Look up Clockwork Legion on if you can. I actually had a conversation with.
Okay, yeah, so Destruction Initiative you can, Clockwork Legion. It does not say Battle Angels.
Okay. So with Signar, it's mostly going to be heavy metal. And I actually had a conversation with a Signar player yesterday on the meta and asked him, one of the listener questions was, you know, how big of an impact is he going to have on Signar? And his response was basically, if you were already taking a Stormstrider, then he'll replace that.
Okay.
But if you weren't taking a Stormstrider, he's likely not going to
make the cut,
get into your list otherwise.
Really? I have a question. What do you guys think? The battle group, the limited battle group that he has allows him to take Jax from any of those three factions, and they become the faction that he is. So he can take...
Wait, so does that mean he could take a Cock Jack into a Signar
I believe that is list? Correct.
Interesting.
If I'm reading this correctly.
Well, I was... The next question I was going to ask you, I was curious what...
It says only war
you
Jax
said heavy
that
metals,
be,
what... I was curious what jacks you'll see taken.
Limited battle group. The only war jacks that can be in this model's group are non-character Convergence, non-character Signar, non-character Mercenary war jacks, and war jacks with Bond Nemo. War jacks in its battle group are considered to be the same faction as this model.
Seems like that's how it reads.
That seems pretty strong.
And as I'm building a list in Signar right here. I'm not saying that War Room is the... And I'll be all arbiter of...
But it doesn't allow you to take anything but Signar Jax.
No, it's...
it does allow you to take anything.
I can take... Signar Mercs. I can take a Blockador. Boom, right there. Taking a Blockator into Signar.
I think that's more impactful than maybe he's giving it credit for. I think that it might take them some time to figure out what the best package is.
And one of his comments as well was that, you know, if you are doing Haley 2, you can do a bullet that goes... forever. But then his follow-up comment with it was, you know, I don't know that that's solving something that Signar needs right now or how good it's going to be. But
I would agree that I'm not sure whether or not it's something that Signar needs or whether it's solving a problem, but it is pretty good. And anytime you have enough of those good things in a list, sometimes you don't have to worry about solving. Sometimes we worry too much in this game about solving problems and not enough about how do we create some for my
about
opponent.
Being the problem.
Yeah. And so truthfully, I think, you know, we just need to focus a little bit on how do we make a really big problem for our opponent. And this is one of those really big problems.
So if I ask the question, like, what Merc and or Cock Jack would Signar love to have, he can...
I don't even know if it's that. It's what that Cock or Merc Jack works great with him that does something that I don't have in Signar.
Right.
Or does it a little bit better than what I already have in Signar.
I'm not sure I would be...
I mean, it's a hurricane.
Excited about Convergence Jacks with them.
Why is that? Nobody to give them focus and nobody to give focus to?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have the induction stuff working well. It's not going to power up. And I guess it depends on what...
Oh, his Jacks won't power up.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's a Convergence one. And then also, I don't know that 5-6 is for Matt and Rat. Is that exciting?
For a Jack.
Why wouldn't they power up? Is that something specific on Vectors?
Yes.
Okay.
Vectors.
They won't be Convergence Jacks.
Vectors don't power up. They just induct.
So his Jacks would power up, though. If
he
takes a Cock Jack.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. A normal Jack will power up.
Yeah.
Sorry. I look at him a lot like I look at Archons right now. He's going to be super hard to kill, and he's going to contribute a ton, way more than I think he is.
Who do you think is scarier, him or Asphyxius 4?
Asphyxius 4.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious if Amadamus is going to beat that guy down again.
Are you asking
sorry,
fluff
is a fluff question.
Here comes the head and shoulder tie-in. Amadamus like beat down savagely Asphyxius.
That's how he became Asphyxius.
And that's how he became Asphyxius 4.
Okay.
And they're up
for a rematch.
And now the rematch
feels
is
like
about
a
to
WWF
happen.
WWF scene, you know.
Yeah.
Like where Ric Flair goes up against
Hulk.
Hogan's all I can think of, but you know. Did those two wrestle each other?
Why are you looking at me like I watch wrestling?
I don't know.
I don't have any clue.
You strike me as somebody.
Right? Like, how did...
Of the three of us, I feel like you were the one
no,
more likely to.
I have never watched wrestling. You, sir, are the most likely to watch wrestling. Don't even throw that on me.
I mean, fair enough. But I don't remember them very well, so... I know that Triple T was a heel. The end.
I don't even know who Triple T is.
Oh, wait, it's Triple H. It's not even...
I don't know who that is either.
I'm sorry, wrestling fans who are listening out there. I'm glad that you have a hobby you enjoy.
So, any final thoughts on Nemo 4?
You could almost like grade it. You could almost grade him as a warcaster.
Like almost,
he,
yeah.
He is really close to a warcaster.
Yes. Look at his spell list. Look at this spell list, just for a moment.
No, I haven't.
Lightning Shroud, Locomotion, and Watcher. Those are fantastic, especially on a model that's not a warcaster.
What if happens if you put Lightning Shroud on a Blockator? Isn't Blockator the one that has the 4-inch chain attack?
Then it gets +2 strength.
Yeah, and it fires lightning too, right?
Sure. Off the model it hits, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can hit a model that's 8 inches away from it, technically, with a, I punch this guy, and then it, lightning leaps to the guy 4 inches behind.
This is the kind of entertainment I come for, so.
We know. Any final, like, I feel like, so we're probably at two different poles on here. Maybe I'm putting words in Trevor's mouth, but I think that he is solid, but not like out of the range of unbalanced or where he shouldn't be.
Well, in the world of Asphyxius 4 and Archons and things like that, yeah, he's a norm. He's just like all the other OP things currently. Sure.
I don't know why you were
not putting words in his mouth.
I don't know why I tee it up as easily as I do. But.
I mean, yeah, he's not more OP than the Menoth Archon. Sure. Okay. But if that's your bar.
Yeah, he definitely, I'm probably not as far on the scale as Trevor, but I think he's better than you seem to.
I think Jay. It's going to take some time to figure him out. But I bet you'll see him a lot.
I'm excited for when he gets unlocked.
I think he's really good, but I don't think that you're going to see him like all over the place.
Is his model cool?
Well, you can't. You can only see him in Mercs, Signar, and Kok, and he'll probably only get seen in Kok and Signar.
And really, I don't think he's going to. I need to look here, real quick. This will be maybe the last thing we do.
Part of the problem is where he Signar, fits in. What theme list?
What themes, right? I was going to check and see if... So, currently with Signar, Flames in the Darkness is the new hotness. And I'm going to believe that you can't take a battle engine, but I'm checking. So, looking here, it is indeed a fact that you cannot take battle engines. So, in Flames in the Darkness.
Oh.
All right. That's Nemo 4. Do you want to move on to the Terrorizer or Helga next?
Let's do the Terrorizer. I'm really curious to hear the conversation about it. So let's see. Am I finding him in Scorn?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. Has there been any previews of him other than we know that he's going to have Rush?
I thought we saw all his stats
at one point.
I've seen all of his stats before. I don't know if you guys have.
Okay. So he's 7 points, speed 6, defense 13, arm 14, parry. He has a scatter gun, spray 8, pow 12, a slug gun, range 4, pow 14. He has ripper, magic, power strength 9, and a sword, power strength 9. He's mat 6, rat 5. He has rush. He has animosity, Rasheth. That's hilarious.
Oh, does that mean that I really hope that he's like an escaped the
fluff,
carrier
the
from
fluff
Ra- that from
the community fluff, the fanfic,
okay,
is that yes, he carried Rasheth for a while.
I'm all about that, dude. I'm
That's
all
amazing.
About that kind of fanfic. But yeah, we didn't even say Jay. He's an Agonizer Titan lesser warbeast.
Yes,
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I love that he has animosity Rasheth. Okay.
He has a bond with Naresh.
Weird.
Okay. While bonded with Naresh, this model gains an additional die on melee attack rolls against models in Naresh's control range. He has point blank. During its activation, this model can make melee attacks with its ranged weapons with a melee range of 0.5 inch. Do not add the model's strength to damage rolls made with range attacks. Charge attacks made with ranged weapons are not boosted. Rage fueled. While damaged, this model gains +1 fury, taking him up to fury 3. Sidestep, when he hits with an initial melee attack, it can advance 2 inches after the attack is resolved. And then on Ripper, it has inflict pain. When it hits a warbeast with this weapon, this model can place 1 fury point on or remove 1 fury point from the warbeast.
Okay, I have a question from a non-fluff point of view, from a game designer balance point of view, why give him animosity, Rasheth? Like, would he be particularly good with Rasheth otherwise?
I think so, yeah.
He would, okay. Because he would give Rasheth cheap rush?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think they're trying to avoid the Rasheth with a bunch of Cyclopses and a cheap source of rush.
Cheap rush what?
But I don't know that that's... They may be...
Couldn't he still get it in a way? Because he could... The Terrorizer could be taken by one of the lesser warlocks in a Rasheth army still?
No.
Really?
The Terrorizer is a character.
Oh, and lesser warlocks can't take...
No, they characters. Can take him. Oh. They won't be in any of the themes that Rasheth's going to be in.
Oh, okay.
The only way you get him into a theme that he's not in normally, which it currently is none, is by taking Naresh.
Oh. So right now he's in no other themes.
He's a character warbeast that is not named.
By Naresh.
He's a character warbeast that is not named in any themes that I'm aware of. Unless they update those themes.
Which they could.
They right? could.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they probably have.
Currently, he is not in any themes that I know of.
Yeah.
And okay. You would have to take him with Naresh to get him in the...
Well, let's look. I'll look while you talk about him, Trevor.
Okay. So I find it interesting. The Scorn Memes group was posting... all kinds of things about how...
My favorite. Okay, I got to just say wait,
I
favorite.
Thought you were out of the Scorn Memes group. Are you still in it?
I'm the one who's out.
Oh, yeah. I
left it before I left Facebook.
Yeah. There's the one where, like, death comes to...
Right.
The meme is says, that death comes to visit a dog, says, right? And yeah, says, it's says, time to go. And the dog was, says, was I a good dog? And yeah, death says, you were the best, right?
Right.
So this is that, but he comes to take the gladiator to death, right? And the gladiator right. says, was I a good war beast? And death says... No. And there's no fourth panel.
I disagree with that one. But anyway, there's a lot of talk in that group and other groups I've seen.
The Terrorizer has been added to Disciples of Agony.
He's named in Disciples of Agony.
Okay. That is interesting, but I'm still going to say that the death of the Gladiator is exaggerated a little bit.
Great. So... I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here a little bit because...
Really? Is this like when you like did Kickstarter the other day?
It feels like... Yeah, kind of. It feels like at one point I remember Trevor saying that like the Gladiator was this millstone that's dragging the entire faction down.
Okay, but you're trying to replace it with a character. There's a core issue with the way it's being done.
Do tell.
It's a character. I can't take it in any of the themes except for Disciples of Agony unless I'm playing Naresh. Would you like me to play Naresh?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Would you like to play Naresh? Go ahead. You can. I'll let you. I'll just.
I honestly.
I will let you fall on that grenade. You may play Naresh. There you go.
He's so gracious.
He is.
Yeah, he's a gimp.
I mean,
I just do all Disciples of Agony all the time. That's.
I think that's great. I think he'll get taken a lot in Disciples of Agony. I think that in that theme, there's a good chance that the gladiator is dead. In Disciples of Agony, I don't see any reason to take a gladiator now. Take the Terrorizer, take more minion beasts, and be like, I'm going to rush that. And
dial them up even further.
You know, whatever it is. I'm going to rush the Warhog or the Wrassler or the I can't remember the name of the pig beast with Primal on it. Anyway, that's
the
what
battle
you're...
Boar.
Yeah, the Battle Boar. You're going to take Battle Boars and you're going to rush them. And then they're going to get to the location and then they're going to primal themselves and they're going to kill everything and they're going to be plus bajillion strength and they'll get really far and it'll be amazing. And yeah, that's really cool. I like this model in that theme, but I'm just saying that there's going to be a lot of places where the Gladiator is not going to be usurped. It's still going to be played.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Any additional thoughts on this model?
I find it interesting that he has parry and sidestep, things that were not supposed to exist. I mean, another thing that was removed from Mark II to Mark III.
Well,
that,
there is a little bit of a difference between this.
I agree. You're right. It's true.
This model and Mullet Karn.
Can I ask
those.
A question about...
He does have four initial attacks.
Though. He does.
So his theme says, or the Disciples of Agony theme...
One of them is a spray.
...says that you can take one Agonizer Warbeast as a requisite. Does that include...
Yes.
The Terrorizer? So you can have him for free. In
Disciples of Agony?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He's only 1 point more than Agonizer.
Yeah, but my point is, like, you're not just getting
he can
cheap
be free
rush,
99.
You're getting free rush.
Okay. That's great. I'm not saying I wouldn't play him. I play him all the time in Disciples of Agony. Cheap rush is great. It's not doing what I initially wanted.
The next time that Trevor plays Disciples of Agony, the Terrorizer will be an auto include.
I don't have the Terror yet. Is he out yet? Is it coming out tomorrow?
He released today. Everything we're talking about released today.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that they all released today.
Yeah, four initial attacks seems rad.
Yeah, one of them is a spray. He's shooting a spray as a melee attack that he gets to sidestep off. That's a spray 8. That's pretty cool.
It's delicious.
And I mean, the funny thing is he would be the most fun to play with Resh or with Naresh, like because he gets boosted attack rolls. Like
that'd be fun.
He's gonna do all kinds of fun things. It's still not gonna save Naresh by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, so who will you play him with in Disciples of Agony?
Everybody.
Everybody but Naresh.
Yeah, you want Rishad. Resh. You can't play Rishad.
Sure, okay.
I mean, Morgul 2 probably would be the place that I would start. Makeda 3. I mean, these are all great choices. I think you could come up with whatever you want to fill in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be probably a beast-oriented caster, one that can tune up. I mean, it's going to have one that has to have a little bit of a control area. I almost said Morgul 1, but I think the problem is that his beasts are just going to get, especially when you start taking minion beasts and putting rush on them.
Right.
They're going to get away from
strip him.
Yeah, they're going to get away from him too quickly. A great choice, Xerxes 2. That'd be fantastic. Xerxes 2 with a little agonizer walking behind him, handing out rush everywhere, and a whole bunch of minion beasts out in front of him. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I would love to see that.
Let's do it.
Is it time, Josh?
I believe. Wait, let me check my watch.
Wait for it.
It is.
He's too close. He got to pull up.
The fat lady is prepared to sing. It's Helga O'Clock.
The hog on the hog.
Yes.
I knew the joke already, but I still love the joke.
That's what makes you special, Josh. Is
air quotes special.
All right. Helga on wheels. She also released today, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a minion feral warlock. She is Fury 6, Speed 7, Strength 8, Mat 7, Rat 6, Def 14, Arm 17, Command of 8. She's cavalry with Pathfinder, tough on a large base. She has a spiked bat that is range 1, POW Strength 14, magical. Of course it is. She has a bike chain that is range 2, POW Strength 11 with chain attack. Right? Is that what that is? The one that ignores shields and
chain weapons.
Sorry, okay. And her mount is half-inch range, POW 12. She has exhaust fumes. When this model advances during its normal movement for one round, other friendly models gain concealment while within 3 inches of this model. She has reposition 3 inches. And she has wild ride. Warbeasts in this model's battle group and friendly meat threshers gain cavalry, pathfinder, and reposition 3 inches. When an affected model makes an impact attack, that attack has a base POW equal to its strength. The melee range of impact attacks is half inch. Affected models do not gain mount attacks from Wild Ride. The spiked bat does brain damage. A model damaged by an attack with this weapon cannot cast spells for one round. And the bike chain has pull. So if this model hits an enemy model with an equal or smaller base with a basic attack with this weapon, immediately after the attack is resolved, the hit model can be pushed directly toward this model until it contacts the model, an obstacle, or an obstruction. The hog, the mount, has critical knockdown. On a critical hit, the model hit becomes knocked down and grinding wheel. This weapon gains an additional die on attack rolls against small and medium-based models. I did not say, but she has 18 hitboxes, and she has 28 points. Her spell list. Battering ram is cost 2, range 8, POW 12. An enemy model hit by battering ram can be pushed 3 inches directly away from the spell's point of origin. She has battle host, cost 2, range self, AoE control. Upkeepable. Warbeasts in the spellcaster's battle group beginning their activations in its control range gain plus 2 inches of movement when advancing as part of their normal movement. The spellcaster gains plus 2 arm while one or more warbeasts in its battle group are within 3 inches of it. Engine of Destruction is cost 2 range self, lasts for a turn. The spellcaster gains plus 2 speed, plus 4 strength, and plus 4 mat for one turn. Primed is cost 2 range 6 upkeepable. Target friendly faction warrior model slash unit gains plus 2 to melee attack and melee damage rolls, but suffers minus 2 arm. If an affected model is disabled by an enemy attack, center a 3-inch AoE on it and remove that model from play. Models in the AoE are hit and suffer an unboostable POW 14 blast damage roll. And then Rapport is cost 2, range 6, upkeepable. Target Warbeast in the Spellcaster Battle Group can use the Spellcaster's current mat and rat in place of its own. When checking to see if the affected Warbeast is in its controller's control range, double the range. Her feet, Highway to Hell, Helga immediately casts Engine Destruction without spending Fury. Additionally, when a friendly faction model in Helga's control range hits one or more enemy models with an attack during its activation, at the end of its activation, the attacking model can make a full advance. The affected model cannot be targeted by free strikes during this movement. Highway to Hell lasts for one turn. So Rapport would give the beast, if she had Engine Destruction on her, it would get those stats.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. That's pretty cool.
Well, the plus four mat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Rapport, she would be given out a mat 11 to her beasts.
Yeah.
Or to,
well,
the beast
one,
that has Rapport.
One beast, yeah. Yeah.
Right. If only there were character war beasts for minions.
Did you say her feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the Highway to Hell.
Yep. Yep. So I guess before we talk about like the in-game stuff.
Yeah.
There's some people who have felt like they don't like how some of the Riot Quest looks aesthetically on the table with War Machine, or that feels like it doesn't fit in.
That's a valid complaint.
Do you feel like she falls in that category?
Oh, I mean, yes, if you feel that way, I think that's a totally valid feeling.
I actually feel like I don't feel that way as much as compared to some of the other ones.
Her hog does look more like a meat thresher.
It looks more like a meat thresher.
Yeah, honestly, the thing about it for me that gives me that feeling a little bit is the leather jacket, which is probably silly to feel that way, but like,
no, it's in a,
it's, it feels it's more style, anachronistic.
Yeah. It's a style thing. Yeah, it feels not really like the rest.
It feels like instead of being in a World War One era.
It's like it's all 1950s. Of a sudden it's 1950s. Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. So no, I get why people would feel that way. And I think that's a totally legitimate feeling. I mean, the thing about me is like, I've played minions for so long and I've played with this attitude of a mishmash anyway, you know, like, I don't care who paints this one, or, you know, I don't care if they all look kind of slightly different. Right. So it doesn't bother me that much, but I could see it being bothersome to people, and especially
to be fair, for me, my issue with mishmash or non-fitting models is far greater with Grimkin than it ever will be with
the Riot Quest stuff.
Riot Quest
stuff.
Oh,
that's interesting. Yeah.
I feel like the Grimkin are stylistically are so far
way much more of a departure
out there beyond the regular aesthetic of War Machine than the Riot Quest stuff is. I agree that they're different too, but if you had an issue with this, it should have started two years ago. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So one of the things I like about her, and that I'm assuming minions players like about her, is she just seems cool, and she seems like she has a lot of flavorful stuff going on.
Right.
I'm not sure how good she is, but it seems like
she'll be definitely like S tier, but I think she's definitely playable. Right.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
And I think you'll be able to put together some fun Pharaoh lists.
I mean, one of the issues, correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like the biggest issue with her is, like, she's doing a lot of cool things with, you know, war beasts and with some units with primed, or a unit with primed. But she's still working with feral models.
War beasts, right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
would you feel the same way if she were working with troll beasts?
Because she may be.
I'd be a lot more excited about.
I mean, that's going to happen.
I can't remember if I had a list that some of the minions people...
Unless for some odd reason she's not included in that theme list.
Right, yeah.
But I do think that her with some troll beasts, a mix of troll and
because she would speed them up and... Like, what do you think is more important about what she brings to the beasts?
For troll beasts?
Yeah.
Rapport.
Okay.
Mat 11 on a troll beast? Yes, please. I'll take that. That seems good to me.
I also think that the turning the Warbeast Cavalry is a pretty big deal.
I mean, she'll have access.
Oh, yeah, because they'll get
boosted charge attacks.
Yeah. Right?
When she has an axer, she'll have rush.
Ooh. So then you get really fast.
Yeah,
right?
They'll be fast. In that theme, I think that it'll be interesting. Whether it's good or not, that's still questionable. But
Are you ready for a list that's probably more questionable than good?
I expect nothing less of you, Josh.
I cannot take credit for this, but this is the kind of stuff that brings joy to my heart, right? So Helga 2, Gator Missile Slave, a Warhog, a Roadhog, 2 Meat Threshers.
You had me at 2 Meat Threshers.
Eilish Garrity the Occultist, Lanissa Rissel the Nis Sorceress, Underchief Meyer with a Swamp Horror.
What the?
Two Prime.
What's that for?
For elasticity, baby. Elasticity on your meat threshers.
What?
And two Primal Archons and a Feral Valkyrie.
Elasticity on meat threshers on feet turns.
Would be pretty hilarious.
Pretty hilarious,
exactly.
Yeah.
See? That's what I'm here for. Like I said, not necessarily good. Yeah, and you're gonna be coming up the board with concealment because of all the exhaust fumes from all the meat threshers and Helga.
Just FYI, as someone who has exhaust fumes, it's not as great as
not
it
so
sounds.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Because
you're standing next to this.
Maybe instead of Valkyries. Oh, wait, this is what we're
huge base that does not have exhaust flames and that things bounce off of into your shit all the time. And you're
right.
Like, oh,
right.
Maybe it's not so great to be standing next to that thing.
Maybe I'll build a list that has commandos. Then the exhaust fumes gives them stealth.
Doesn't matter. They're still going to bounce things off of or shoot at. So you're going to be standing near.
Close enough that you'll be sad.
Trust me. It doesn't work for combat alchemists. I don't think it's going to work for commandos. I mean, it works okay for combat.
Anyway, yes, I think she'll be quite playable and fun, like you said.
Yeah.
And fun, too, because she seems like, not as much as Barnabas 2, but she seems like the kind of caster that could go in and do some work, right? You know, Barnabas 2 can go in and just bully the board a little bit more than a lot of other minions casters because he's got way more survivability.
Does she have a way to get extra fury and or reduce the cost of a spell? You have a harmonious exaltation somewhere in the faction? I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, you have the spell slave.
Which will give her
upkeep
one
cast.
For free.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd help if she had more fury left over after she cast Engine of Destruction. But
that's what her feat's for.
Cast it for free, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see her with Trollbees.
So we can do a quickie, a model that's releasing today. And this is a RightQuest model that actually bothers me aesthetically much more than Helga does.
Okay.
So... this is a model that is now going to be an auto include in every Bones of Orboros list, and the model I am talking about is one Chuck Dogwood. And
I didn't know he was coming out today.
Yeah,
I hate the name. Is the name supposed to be amazing to me?
I don't know.
No, I can see. Really. Yeah,
he has a
see why aesthetically
he has a sock puppet wold.
This is somebody's
on one of his
like
hands.
Joke RPG character, right? Like somebody played like. A silly Iron Kingdoms RPG session.
I think it's supposed to be Hungerford making fun of Hank, but I'm not 100% on that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it does feel like an inside joke.
The back of his cloak is an Elvis cloak.
Okay.
All right.
So the reason why you're going to see him everywhere, he's 4 points. He has magic abilities that can do 3 things. One is increase the spell range for a spell from a faction warlock. Another one is to place him within 5 inches of his current location. Then this model is pushed D3 in a direction determined by the deviation template. This model can then make a basic attack. The one that he'll most frequently do is Puppet Master. To give a reroll. But the reason why he's going to be in every Bones list now is he has Veteran Leader Construct while in this model's command range of 6. Mm-hmm. Friendly Faction Construct models gain +1 to attack rolls. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Models we haven't talked about include the Resolutes. We'll probably do... a dojo coming up where we talk about more of these releases a little bit more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Resolutes are they Merc?
They're Merc that fit into the Flame in the Darkness.
That's right.
Theme list, kind of like the Vigilance. I guess I should have asked this earlier, but were there any final thoughts on Helga or Dogwood or any of these releases in general?
No, I don't really have any. I was still just looking at Dogwood trying to figure out why or where you would ever use Phase Slide.
Yeah, I don't know why. Necessarily.
Feels like a desperate Hail Mary pass kind of.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, generally, if you're wanting the +1, you should just run him to position. If you do the Phase Slide, you're risking him sliding out of range of wherever you need.
Right.
That seems like a bad look. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Nemo everywhere. Actually, I am looking forward to seeing Helga. I do think that you can build some pretty cool fun lists with her that I think are actually probably not just thematic, but also probably competitive.
Right.
So with assuming that the theme list comes and it is Minions and Trolls, and assuming that she's in it, I mean, I'm making some assumptions here, because if she's just with Minions and she can only take Feral Warbeast, then all of a sudden I don't feel as exciting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Real quick, let me see if... So here's the list of all the models releasing today. Mm-hmm. See if I missed anything. So we've got Chuck Dogwood, Helga 2, Terrorizer, Hermit of Henschold outside of the box.
What? Oh. When did that happen?
Today.
I didn't even know that was coming.
Well, it's happening today.
I'm going to have a Hermit.
Yay! Nissia 2. One second. Runewood 2. Loading. The Resolutes, Nemo 4. And then the rest is Mon Pok and Mon Pok.
How long until we get a Mon Pok figure that is playable in War Machine?
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
That scale seems a little different.
I want Mega Con in War Machine.
The mecha stuff, I just love how it looks so much.
Yeah. They've done a good job on a lot of those models.
Yeah, they have. So those are the models that are released. What would you say you are most excited about?
My own Hermit.
Okay.
Well, oh, that's more fair. Than the Terrorizer?
Yeah. I can play that in both.
He's not playing.
Helga 2.
He's not playing Scorn right now.
Oh, that's right.
I can play that in either faction. And I have lists that I'm like, yeah, but then I would have to buy a huge box set that I'm probably not going to use, because if I did, I'd be using it. All my friends already have it.
Right.
Like, I don't really want to buy another box set.
Right.
I mean, I really appreciate what's inside the box set, and I think it's cool, but I just don't have any need or desire to buy it.
Right.
So, and I have lists with a Hermit in them that I haven't been able to play because I don't have a Hermit. So, yeah, I'm most excited for that because it fits in lots of places. I think that the Terrorizer fits in one theme list with just, I mean, it's going to fit with a lot of casters there. And
yeah, right.
It's cool and all, but the Hermit, I'll play a lot more Hermit than I'll ever play the Terrorizer.
I'm looking forward to Runewood 2, I'll say. But there are some nigglings of Nemo 4 looking cool.
I hate this game already.
Yes. All right. Well, Josh, do you have some type of dad joke for us?
I learned something. Do you know what you call a retired...
I do not.
Doug.
Josh, I made a playlist for hiking. It has music from the Peanuts, the Cranberries, and Eminem. I call it my trail mix.
I'm so sorry. All right, well, we will have a riveting episode next week, so stay tuned. And on that note, we'd like to thank everyone for listening to another episode of
Chain Attack.